The successive turns of fortune, now an advantage to one side and now to another, now Happily tormented by some success of Porkins, and now Porkins outshone by Happily, belong rather to the history of entomology than to this story. But in 1891, Porkins, whose health had been bad for some time, published some work upon the mesoblast of the death's head moth. What the mesoblast of the death's head moth may be does not matter a rap in this story, but the work was far below his usual standard, and gave Happily an opening he had coveted for years. He must have worked night and day to make the most of his advantage. In an elaborate critique, he rent Porkins to tatters. One can fancy the man's disordered black hair and his queer dark eyes flashing as he went for his antagonist. And Porkins made a reply, halting, ineffectual, with painful gaps of silence and yet malignant. There was no mistaking his will to wound Happily, nor his incapacity to do it. But few of those who heard him, I was absent from that meeting, realised how ill the man was. Happily had got his opponent down, and meant to finish him. He followed with a simply brutal...